Stella came to PCLC seeking assistance with pursuing a debt against her ex-partner, James. Stella's husband, Brian, had been killed in a motor vehicle accident a number of years prior to Stella and James meeting. As a result of her husband's death, Stella received a significant sum of money. Both Stella's adult children are profoundly deaf and rely heavily on support services and a social connection with the deaf community. Stella decided to use the money from her husband's death to purchase a house in Frankston and place the remainder in trust for her children. This would provide financial security for all three of them. James was in a dire financial situation when he met Stella. Stella agreed to help him out by lending him $15,000 to pay some outstanding debts and to get his car fixed. James promised that he would repay the money as soon as he could. Stella was keen for James to become a permanent part of her family's life. Together, they decided to relocate to the country. James could not contribute financially to the purchase of the property, but was willing to carry out the renovation works they were planning. Wanting to solidify the relationship, Stella ensured that the new property was held as tenants in common, apportioning 80% interest to herself and 20% interest to James. Not long after purchasing the property, the relationship between Stella and James began to deteriorate, ending with James leaving the family after 2 or 3 weeks without any renovation works being commenced. Initially, PCLC assisted Stella in attempting to pursue the debt for $15,000 against James, but had significant difficulty getting any response from him. For a short while, Stella decided to let things lie. However, as time moved on, it was becoming more and more difficult for her children to access the support services they needed. All the services were located an hour's drive away from their home. As neither of the children drove, it fell to Stella to take responsibility for transportation. Furthermore, her children were feeling increasingly isolated as their social networks were also quite a distance away. This was impacting on their mental health and having a flow-on effect on Stella, who was finding it hard to cope. PCLC wrote on numerous occasions to James at the various locations he was reported to be living. Initially, Stella was seeking repayment of the $15,000 and for James to sign over his interest in the property so it could be sold. There was rarely a response from James. He eventually engaged a lawyer for a short time who argued that James was entitled to $40,000. However, that lawyer also eventually lost contact with his client. There was still no response from James when Stella had become so desperate to sell her home that she offered him $20,000 to remove his name from the title. Our research showed that Stella could make an application to VCAT for a property order that the co-owner's interests be adjusted. We sought the expert advice of our pro bono partner, Russell Kennedy, as to whether this path would be successful in our client's circumstances. Russell Kennedy's advice was that an application to VCAT would most likely succeed. Following the failure of another attempt by PCLC to negotiate a settlement with James, Russell Kennedy agreed to make an application to VCAT on Stella's behalf on a pro bono basis. Stella has advised that the matter was heard and has been resolved in principle, with James agreeing not to make a claim on Stella's property. Stella and her children are excited that they can now move and be closer to supports and social networks and move forward with their lives.
You guys really stood by me. It was more than just legal help.